3, and we're live.
This podcast is brought to you by Galveston Express, your link between Galveston and the Houston airports. For more information and to book a ride, please visit galvestonexpress.com. Also brought to you by Undercurrent Athletics and Hard Knocks Gym, both located at the corner of 52nd Street and Broadway. For advertising info and inquiries, please contact galvestonislandpodcast@gmail.com. Hello, folks. I hope everyone is doing well. It was a beautiful day in Galveston. My name is Ben, along with my colleague over there, Alex. Alex, how you doing, sir?
Good. My name is Alex. Today is Friday, May 26th. We're going to release this next week. What a beautiful day. I can't stress more. It was actually, in the beginning, it was a little cloudy, but then it cleared up.
It was hot, though, man. Got a little heated out there.
Yeah, it was a little humid.
What'd you get in today, Alex?
I did some jiu-jitsu. I did an oil change on my Jeep. I did a lot today. I woke up at 5:30 and that happened. It was kind of cool. So we are doing a podcast for Galveston Island. This is going to be our first podcast. So, you know, this is our inauguration, so, you know, cheers.
I'm excited, sir. I think we've got a lot of good stuff to talk about. A lot of opinions to be shared and talk about this wonderful island.
Mm-hmm. So, me and Ben and I are going to bring to you plenty of content. And by content, I mean it's going to be... We're going to be talking about the island, news, traffic. We're going to be trying to bring to you any kind of updates if any people saw, like, police reports, crime on the island, the current status of the roads, which, you know, I know if you guys are listening and you're from Galveston, you know, you're pretty tired of these roads getting done that are the major ones that take forever. We're just trying to bring to you news and something that you can listen to at your, you know, at your work day or on the way to work or however you may please.
Don't forget those weekly fishing reports, Alex. That's very important to the locals of Galveston. Mm-hmm. I know it is to me.
Yep. So we have two people. They're not here with us for our first podcast, but they will be with us for future ones. One guy I'd like to mention, his name is Paul Thorburn, and he is an avid kayak fisherman. He recently, I think it was the 16 season, the 2016 season, he came in, I think, in the top 10 of the Lone Star Kayak Fisherman Series. And this year he's in third place so far with that same series for the 2017 season.
So it's safe to say he knows what he's doing out there.
Yes, and then and then another buddy of mine, his name is John Michael Camel. He's crazy. I love the guy. He fishes. He has a nice platform. We go out to the West End and catch sharks, big sharks, on the beachfront, and it's kind of scary. Not really scary, but for other people to see, you know, 6 foot, 7 foot, and sometimes 8 foot sharks being pulled in by some crazy guy with some big rods and then let back out to sea.
So good stuff is to come, folks. But Alex, let's jump into this, man. I'm tired of this setup. A couple weeks back, Alex, I had a couple buddies of mine, and we were getting ready. We're talking about summer, talking about all the good times on the seawall, on the beach bars.
Uh-huh.
And we made a bet to see who could get to our goal weights in time, 2 months. So we each had a goal weight. We're still in this two-month period.
This is Logan.
This is my buddy Logan. Jesse's in it as well.
Oh, Jesse is?
And... I'm struggling.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't do a whole lot of cooking.
I know.
Even though I probably should.
I know you don't.
That being said,
a gas grill and you don't eat, or gas stove and you don't even use it. You just bought a gas grill or a grill today, didn't you?
I did, which I will be using more because of the issue I'm about to bring up. There are no healthy places to eat on this island.
There are. Lolokai is one, but they're only open during the weekday, and I'm not sure if they're open for dinner. Not Tony's. Smooth Tony's, they're kind of healthy.
Where's Smooth Tony's?
It's right by Lolokai.
UTMB area.
Yeah. Farley Girls is somewhat healthy. The Juice Bar. There's another one. On University Drive, and it's called Fika, F-I-C-A, and they are, it's like smoothies, health food stuff, but I think you're onto something. I think that this island doesn't have very many health food choices, and eating out-wise, because if you wanted to, you could go to the grocery store, but I feel like sometimes when you go to the grocery store, your choices are limited. Let's say you have a palate. I know it's extremely hard to be vegan on the island because there's only a few places you can eat. But if you have a really intense palate, you could run into some snafus at the local stores like Arlen's, Randall's, and Walmart because you may not have a full selection of what you want. Kroger sometimes has a good selection because they really cater to their customers. But to get something good, you need to go to the HEB up in Texas City.
It seems like if Kroger doesn't have it, you're not going to find it. It seems like Kroger is the shining beacon as far as grocery stores on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was an HEB while back, wasn't there?
There was, but it was the HEB pantry. It was smaller.
That?
It was, my family's from here, so I've been there as a kid, and it was like a smaller HEB. It just wasn't like it was like a, they call
it's
it
not
HEB,
a full blown HEB.
No, it was called HEB Pantry. You know where Odyssey Academy is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On 61st, yeah, Stewart, yeah, Road. That's sure. Where it is. That's they turned Odyssey Academy, the old HEB, into Odyssey Academy.
What, did it get washed away by the hurricane?
No, they just closed it.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't profitable.
I would imagine if HEB was on the island now.
Now? Oh, yeah, because HEB has done a turnaround. HEB is one of the best grocers in Texas. I think they only operate in Texas.
They do. I love those.
HEB commercials.
When you go into HEB commercials are awesome. The Spurs commercials and stuff. But those setups.
What about the Texans commercials?
I haven't seen the Texans commercials.
JJ Watt is on all of those commercials.
What, is he advertising chicken breast and protein?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what he eats for his cheat meal?
No.
Bacon-wrapped chicken breast. He eats 6,000 calories for his cheat meal.
He must eat a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big boy. Does he ever make his way down the island?
I don't know. That would be interesting to get him out here, though. I couldn't see him partying a lot.
No, he seems like a straight shooter.
He is a straight shooter. I like him. That's why I like him. He's really a stand-up person.
Maybe we need to get him to talk to HEB, the big wigs up top, and say we need a Galveston Island location.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That would be pretty cool to get the Texans down here. But, back to what you were saying, it's just hard to find a good...
I'm talking about restaurants. As far as you can't find anywhere that's primarily salads and grilled chicken and wraps and fresh stuff. It seems like it's hard to find fresh food on this island. It's hard to find organic. I know that.
And it's expensive. And it's expensive. If you're buying organic on the island, you're going to be paying... $4 or $5 over what you would be paying in the mainland or in Houston, even.
That's true, and that brings up a good point. I'm assuming that these healthy food restaurants, it's harder to turn a profit than somewhere that doesn't concentrate on health foods because
obviously it's going to cost you more. I mean, we know that. Healthy food is more expensive. And are people really going to pay that premium for that food? Especially when Galveston Island is such a tourist destination.
I think you have a good point. I think you are making a good point, a good case in point for that. What the island really needs is I really think it needs a group of investors to come down and say, you know, I mean, on maybe Panera Bread, I don't know if they're health food or not. I can't really, haven't really.
I would consider Panera.
I wouldn't pass. I haven't passed a good judgment on them, but there's some companies that just need to be down here, just for the fact that of the availability of food. I mean, you're very. I feel like I'm very limited to my options for eating and just, you know, every day, like, because we're both young professionals. For those of you who don't know, we run a shuttle service. Ben does most of the legwork, and you know, sometimes, you know, we're in the office all day, and you know, we say, let's hit the Strand and let's get some healthy food. And the best place for healthy food is a Mexican restaurant that we get like a taco or two at.
It ain't gonna happen.
I mean, you know, if you get a salad, you're not gonna be full. And I'm not saying that salads are supposed to be filling. It's just hard to find that salad that's not, you know, $15 or $14.99 on the menu. That's gonna, you know, make you go broke buying it.
That's true. Now, do you think it's because Galveston is such a tourist destination that they're not gonna put those restaurants that charge those high prices for the quality healthy food? Is that why you think they're not here? Or is it a niche that's not filled that we need something like that?
I think it's a niche that's not filled. I do feel like there's a lot of people on the island who are conscious of what they eat, conscious of what they do, and they spend money at the grocery store on foods when they could. And I'm not knocking making your own food, because I when I got time, I'll make my own steak salad, I'll make my own salmon salad, I'll break salmon up over some, you know, over some nice romaine lettuce with some Parmesan, a little bit of almonds and pecans, some cherry tomatoes, and a little bit of onions, and just, you know, I'll go to town with some balsamic vinegar. But man, you know, there's not very much, like I said, healthy eating on the island.
And it seems to me like most young people like ourselves are pretty fit on the island.
They're pretty fit. I go to the gym that sponsors this podcast, Undercurrent Athletics, and I'm also a member of the gym next door to Undercurrent, which is Hard Knocks Gym.
Okay.
And I'm also a student at Texas A&M Galveston, and my colleague Ben over there got his master's degree from there. They have a really nice facility over there. UTMB has an exceptional facility too, but it's expensive. The Hard Knocks Gym offers you a cheap, not cheap, I wouldn't say cheap. There's a lot of equipment. It's an affordable way of exercising on the island that doesn't get you buying into a contract. Let's say for 1 month you're not going to be on the island. You know, let's say you're going to be something, your work calls you or something. You're not going to be on the island, and Hard Knocks will let you go a month without paying, as long as you don't show up. And then the next month you just pay $30, and then you become you get access to the facility
again. I like that right there.
So I guess my point is that the niche, whatever you want to say it, on the island needs to be more conscious health food places to eat as a restaurant, because it's hard to go to Shrimp and Stuff, and I'm not knocking those places at all. They're really good, but it's hard to go there and get some good healthy food, you know? I mean, if you get food there, you know, you're going to get a shrimp cocktail that costs $10 when you get half a dozen shrimp.
I hear you. And don't knock shrimp and stuff, because that is my place, man. You know, I work over there on the corner of 22nd Market, and they open that new shrimp and stuff just right down the way from me. And I love it, man. They actually have some healthy options over there. It seems like most of their food is not grilled like the original is on Avenue O. Or fried, excuse me, but it's grilled, rather. And there's like salad options and stuff like that.
Is that the one downtown?
Yeah, the one, yeah, downtown. But let me ask you this. Do you think that a healthy food restaurant in Galveston would cater more to the locals or more to the tourists, people coming in for the summer and the season?
I think I see what your point is.
Because then that maybe brings the question, where do you put a healthy food
place that place? Tourists will go to?
Yes.
Tourists are more focused on going to the shrimp, like shrimp and stuff, Bubba Gump, Fish Tales, Landry's, Rainforest Cafe.
Sure, yeah, the big names, the big attractions.
Fried food, Bubba Gump, fried food, you know, fried food. You know, it's all about, you know, it's all about, you know, let's get our experience, let's get some fresh seafood. And a lot of the seafood's fried down here. You know, Joe's Crab Shack is good. It's delicious. But you're paying an arm and a leg to get crab. And crab is it's expensive. You're paying an arm and a leg, but it's good.
So you're saying that you think it would cater more to the locals?
Yeah, I think...
I would agree with that.
I think that the health foods would cater way more to the locals than it would to the tourists.
So where do you put that? You put that over on 61st Street? You put it on the seawall? You put it... on the east side, what do you think?
That's a good. I never thought about it. Location wise, you know, I feel like that right between 61st Street, maybe by the Academy on 40 something, right by the Saint Louis would do really well. A health food place would do really well. You know, I left out one place that I really enjoy going to.
What's that?
Olympia Grill.
I've only been to Olympia Grill a few times, but I've enjoyed it.
It's very good. It's a little, like I said, it's a little expensive, but they do.
The way I see it, though, is you pay also for the atmosphere, especially the one over at the pier in Harborside. It's gorgeous over here, especially at sunset. Go in there, get some delicious food, have some good views.
I like Pier 21.
Pier 21 is nice.
It is a very nice pier. I can't say anything more about it because they just knocked it out of the park.
Did you go to that Wild Game Cook-Off?
No, I didn't. I had a buddy of mine actually go and try to get me tickets. Unfortunately, he couldn't.
So I wanted to ask you about that. So I had a buddy who...
I've been to it. Last year I went to it.
Really?
It was really great. I love it.
So when you go there... So I had a buddy who knew some people who had their own tent and they were cooking their own stuff over there. And he got me in. We had some good food over there. But it seemed like when I was walking around, it seemed like if you don't have an inn as far as you know someone who's cooking or know one of the judges or something... It didn't seem like there was any food to actually be had as far as...
What day did you go?
I believe I went on a Sunday, and I think it was the last day of it. It was either a Sunday or Saturday.
Okay, so I think it might have been Sunday.
I think it was
Sunday. Saturday was the day I was supposed to go with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So... Sunday is really the drinking day, and all the food's been eaten.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but Saturday is the day to go. Sunday is more like the leisure day.
When you go on Saturday, you know, you buy a ticket, are you going to get food?
I think some of the tents offer food to the public, but otherwise, a good friend of mine, she's going to either kill me or appreciate that I'm mentioning her name on the podcast, Concetta Maceo. She owns Maceo Spice and Import, and she runs it, and she's got a top notch operation there at lunchtime, and it's packed. You can't get in. I think the kitchen closes at 3. That's beside the point. She usually gets a tent that she sells spices. to a lot of major companies like The Spot. She's the main provider of spices.
Sells them in bulk to them.
Sells them in bulk. Yep, she's the main provider of spices for I'm saying I want to say the island. So you get a girl like that, and I mean she's putting her fingers in so many different cookouts. You know, she can get me all this food from here, 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 and you know, I really say that it's kind of who you know. If you want to stay at a tent, but it's unlimited alcohol for some of these tents. If you have a wristband, it's unlimited food, and the food's top notch.
So let's say that I'm just somebody coming through town. I don't know anybody here. I don't know anybody with a tent. Can I go over there, get food, get drinks, have a good time, and not, you know, if I don't have an inn, can I go over there and enjoy the whole time?
Yes, you can. You can walk around it. They usually have a couple of vendors for beer. I forget who supplies it, but it's a couple of vendors for beer. They'll sell it to you, or they'll see you have a wristband and give it to you. Some people may invite you in their tent just because they like you. The Galveston Island Humane Society has actually, the year I went out there, had an albino python. It was really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Something I've never seen, I must say.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Talking about those restaurants, I've got something I have to ask you, and since you've been here for so long, you might know. Chipotle. I had Chipotle the other day. Why is Chipotle not here? It's just like, I know we got that Chick-fil-A,
Chick-fil-A's always slammed. But Chick-fil-A is also slammed because, you know, it's on the corner of 25th Street, where you got Fishtails, the Bubblegum, the Pleasure Pier. That's like the center, because if you take 25th Street, that'll take you to downtown. So that road will take you straight to...
But you can't tell me that Chipotle would not be popular. Even in the winter months, I'm sure that people would go there.
The thing is about Chipotle is it's McDonald's owned. I'm sure people are going to say, what? Yeah, McDonald's owns Chipotle. So you got to look at it as, you know, we have three McDonald's on the island. Yeah, three McDonald's on the island. But that's fast food. You know you're going to make your buck there, right? So, in regards to like healthy fast food, which I would suggest that Chipotle is healthy fast food, I just don't think that the economic impact of a Chipotle here would be worthwhile for Chipotle.
You don't think that they would get the return they're looking for here?
I think they would. I think they would with tourism in the summertime. But sometimes in the wintertime, man, it's tough down here as a store owner. And a lot of these people who, you know, are going to be listening to this podcast can understand and listen and hear that it's hard out here in the wintertime. In the wintertime, man, you're relying on the locals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure Galveston Island Brewery does really well. Because they have a big local following.
They do. That's true. Yeah, we see those folks in there with the shirts on, and
I saw a guy riding a bike today that said "Drink Local" on the back, and I have one of those Galveston Island Brewery shirts too.
It's a good spot over there. Great. They definitely spot. Got it set up.
I love the Galveston.
I like the fact that it's a little bit out of the way, as far as away from all the main things in Galveston, mm-hmm. and I think that might be an attractive feature to the locals.
That it is out of the way, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. So it's right by Shoals off of 80, I think, I want to say 89th, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty area over there.
Between 89th and 87th.
I love sitting out there on the stadium seatings. And
I don't like the stadium seatings as much as I like the patio with the big wooden stools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, you're talking about.
I really like when they have big, when they have live bands up there. Have you been to the yoga on Saturdays?
I have not. But I've heard of it, but I have not been there.
I think we should check that out.
So what's the deal? Are they drinking beer and doing yoga at the same time? There's no way that would work.
No, I think they do yoga and then they drink beer. I don't think a lot of people would be doing yoga if, you know, they were drinking beer.
No, I sure wouldn't. No. I'd be falling over trying to do the downward dog. No, it's not gonna work.
Oh my goodness. Who does that? Melody, right?
I believe
our, she does. Our yoga fitness guru trainer at what, Island Solitaire hot yoga.
Doing wonders over there. I tell you what, I definitely
have you got more flexible?
I have, definitely. As far as my legs, I can definitely tell they're more flexible.
Well, you gotta you know, describe yourself to the listeners so they know.
Long and lanky,
and it's, but also you got weight, you know, height. You gotta, yeah, I know long and lanky, but
what is this, the tale of the tape tonight?
Yeah, it is. At least, you know, we gotta let the listeners know and introduce ourselves and make ourselves available.
I'm definitely a tall guy, 6'5", but in most of those sports that I played when I was younger were basketball, football, kind of, there's not too much finesse involved in them. But since I've been doing that yoga, man, I'm definitely more flexible. I can tell you that.
I'm 6'2", pretty stocky. Big dude, big barrel chest.
Built like a brick?
Built like a brick with little sticks for legs. Not sticks, they're big stumpy sticks, but it doesn't look pretty when I run. I'm just gonna let
people know. But you're alright in that yoga, you do alright? I mean, it's not...
Yeah, no, I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I just got my blue belt a week ago, and man, I'm so glad that I got introduced to jiu-jitsu, because that alone has made me more flexible. But this yoga, man, it feels like you just... If you ever have a towel, you know, and you wring out that towel and you get all that water out, and then that towel, you know, it just... I don't know how to explain it. It just feels like you're just a towel and you just get wrung out. And it just makes your spine and your back and your legs and your arms, your
mobility, and you feel lighter.
Your brain feels better. It's fluidity and everything just works better and makes you more just fluid and just period.
I think it's something I'll be doing long term.
I talked you into it. Let it be known on the Galvestown podcast that I talked Ben into doing yoga.
One of the few things you talk.
He was telling me, no, I'm not gonna do it. I'll do it, whatever. We'll see. He ends up liking it.
I like to do it in the morning, though. I like those 6 a.m.
The
classes.
6 a.m. We did a 9 a.m. Man, it was hot.
I know. I just like to get done with it and be on the rest of my day. Cause for some reason, I feel happy. Like, I just feel like I'm better throughout my day when I know I do it.
I do too. I can totally attest and agree to that.
No explanation for it whatsoever.
I don't have a scientific explanation. All I know is it's working wonders, and I feel great when I do it. So.
And if we had more health food places, we'd feel better.
Oh, I'm telling you. It all comes full circle.
Well, folks, I think we've covered enough tonight for our first podcast. We will definitely be back. I appreciate you for joining us. Alex, do you want to salute the folks goodbye?
Yes, well, we plan on bringing you a weekly podcast. Probably one or two a week. Three if we're feeling kind of frisky. We're going to have plenty of guests on here, and we're going to try to bring others from other businesses on the island who contribute to the big tax base. Anyone who's an interesting character on the island, we might bring aboard and try to pick their brain and see what they're all about and what they contribute to the island and how they are looking to, you know what I mean, bring something for you guys to understand what they do and how they do it.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners might have a good idea. You can email us at galvestonislandpodcast@gmail.com. You know, we're more than happy for feedback and any suggestions that you might have. So if you've got someone that in your mind that might work out for us and might be an interesting subject and interesting person to interview, just let us know. Shoot us an email and we'd be more than happy to make it happen.
We also do advertising, and we will be available for anyone to contact us or ask us what's going on. And that's really it. Just expect great things from us. As for now, we're going to be on YouTube, and we're posting this one on YouTube, and we're going to be getting our licensing agreements for the iTunes, so we can get on Apple's podcast list, so we can be ranked and put there for you guys to listen to us quite easily. Ben, you have anything to say?
Folks, I appreciate you listening. There will be more to come. And stay salty, Galveston.